He knows I preach against TBN anyways, whether he's going to give me permission to or not. Joel Osteen and that girl that looks like a guy and talks like she smokes 12 packs of cigarettes a day, telling everybody about self-help, Joyce, whatever her name is. I'll tell you what, there's some people out there making stuff up, but I know where my provision comes from.
Amen.
And it ain't from some self-help. The only self-help you ever have is falling on your knees, putting your face to the ground, and seeking the throne room of grace. The only help there is, the only thing I can do for myself is pray. You know, even if you don't pray for me, I can pray for me. You didn't pray me saved, I did.
Amen.
Now listen, there's miracles I need in my life. There's miracles you need. And I want you to pray for me. But the greatest miracle I've ever heard was the day God sent His Son and saved my soul. And you didn't pray that one.
No.
I prayed that one all alone. But through the Holy Spirit's conviction, calling me to repentance, hey, I know where my provision comes from.
Yes,
and it's good to have pals. It's good to have friends. Praise God. It's good to have a congregation of people that pray. But I know where my provision comes from. The Father says, put it on my tab. You couldn't pay for it. Hey, you could do something for me every now and then. Sure. And I'm going to get right into that one since we're there. Rulers of cities, governors, and those that were in powerful positions. They'd give a white stone to their guests, to the visitors, if you will. Follow along with that one, right? They'd give them for provision when they would come in. Not just for purchases, but for provision. Now, there's a difference. You can make purchases with that stone. But provision says anything you need. Not just purchasing. If you need a place to stay, you need a place to eat, you need something to drink, entertainment. Things of that nature. Did you say entertainment in the pulpit? Yes, I did. Oh, we Christians don't get entertained? Come on now. I was about as entertained as I could possibly be just now.
Amen.
Now somebody say, we ain't here for entertainment. I know you ain't, but guess what? Praise God forevermore. I get entertained whenever I hear gospel music. I don't listen to country music. I mean, from Kentucky. I can't stand it, the twang and things like that. I don't want to hear that nonsense. I didn't hear anybody. I said, I don't want to hear that country nonsense.
Amen.
Hey, man. I don't want to hear the rock and roll music anymore. Listen, I've been set apart from a lot of things, and some of it I don't want to hear no more.
Amen.
I had headphones in my ears coming down the road today. I said, what do you listen to? I said, I listen to audio commentaries and preaching. I'm about as boring as they get. But guess what that is for me? That's entertainment, praise God.
Amen.
Because every now and then the angels will settle down right in there with me and amongst it all while I'm listening to good preaching like Joe Arthur and those of yesteryear preaching to me in my headphones. I'm entertaining angels as they just encourage me and lift me up.
Amen.
So he'd take that white stone, he'd give it to him, and he'd say, whatever you need, up to and including in my city, because I own it. I'm the one in charge of it. I'm the one of status. Whatever you need, you show this stone, and whatever it is you want even, you just put it in my name, and I'll cover it. Up to and including, it was a pass to the royal treasury. Now, this is the best part about it. Here's what I read. When I read this, boy, I about went crazy. It said if you had that white stone, you could go to the royal treasury. This is how much, I don't know why, this is how much trust and confidence that the ruler of the city would give and whoever he gave that royal white stone. That when they went to the royal treasury, meaning all the treasures of all the city, they had access to it. Not to take whatever they needed. He said to take whatever they wanted. Now listen, I don't know about you. But last I checked, he's not only the one who owns the cattle. He owns the hills that the cattle are on as well.
Amen.
And here's what he's entrusted us with. The white stone saying, you don't just take what you need. You take what you want. Because sometimes my needs isn't about a lifting and a blessing through the Holy Spirit. But buddy, my want is. My need is that He'll just take care of me from day to day. But my want is, Lord, I need to feel a touch.
Amen.
My want is every now and then I want to feel like You love me every now and then. I just want to crawl up in Your arms. I just sat there and hugged up my mamma, who's one of the most loving human beings in all the world. And I told my wife as I left, I said, her skin is so soft, softer than a baby's. I'm telling you, her skin's so soft. And I said, I wanted to just stay right there in her hands, kissing on her cheek, kissing on her head, because that's what I wanted. I wanted it. And God gave it to me. God let me have it. She may not make it through tonight, but He gave me today.
Amen.
not because I needed it. He knew I didn't need that. You think I don't know where my mama is with the world? You think I don't know where she stands with the Lord? My goodness, you think I don't know that my mama knows where I stand with the Lord? To this very moment, the last time we was in church together was whenever I preached at a revival down there for my uncle. And she sat right up in the front, just cackling like a proud hen. Having the time of her life praising the Lord. She sat there and talked about this black pinstripe suit I wore. And how pretty it was. And how I just looked so handsome. She mentioned it again today. She still remembers that. Listen, you think she don't need to know where I stand? No, she don't need to know. But I tell you what, it ain't about what we need sometimes. God will every now and then give us what we want.
Amen.
Because we have the white stone.
Amen.
I know who provides it. It's Him. I know where the help comes from. I know where it all comes from. It all comes from Jesus. Every bit of it does. Well, it's been good so far, ain't it?
Amen.
How long have I went?
Amen.
Let me keep going?
Yeah.
I got another one. Give me a second. Thank you, brother.
Keep going. Praise the Lord.
Oh. Got home. Got rigging. Went ahead and grabbed the weed. Cut the grass. Pushed the lawnmower. Came in and drank two full bottles of water thinking I'd be hydrated. I've got what I need. God gives me what I need. That white stone, not only just for the pardon, for the purchases, not only just that, but for the provision as well. But also, it's for a payoff. Here's what would happen. The times, biblical times, we know, especially as Jesus was going through, that Rome was the empire of power. And they liked to be entertained. They liked to be entertained with the Olympic Games. See, still to this day, the Olympic Games still actually hail from ancient Rome and the games that they had. But see, they didn't pass out the trophies that they pass out now. There weren't no bronze and silver and gold. Either you won or you didn't. A lot of it was battle. A lot of it was whether or not, hey, listen, the majority of all the games at this time was if you won, you lived. And if you lost, that meant you was pushing up daisies. You was dead. Hey, your silver medal was maybe a tombstone. Amen. And there wasn't no bronze. It was just mano a mano. But to the victor, to the winner of the games, they got two treasures. They got one, a crown, which was a laurel, a crown of laurels. Have you ever seen those before? It's more like a laurel wreath, and they'd wear it around their head. But see, those would fade because they were made of the earth. They were made of a grass, or of course, like I said, of the laurels, maybe an olive wreath or something. And it would fade because it came from the ground. But the stone, that's what they would give them, the white stone. See, the crown will fade, and there's prizes and things that we'll gain while we're here on this earth that's temporary.
Right.
Hey, man, now there's some things that we went through in this life that, boy, hey, we remember that we went through it, but it fades away.
Yeah.
Ain't you glad God's given us victories? God's put us through the end of the battle, gave us victories, but He's given us specific reminders in that stone letting us know we've been in the fight and we've overcome. I told you I want to preach to some overcomers tonight. And here's the best part about it. No matter where you went, all you had to do was show that stone, and everyone around knew you were the champion.
Uh-huh.
Everyone knew you was a winner. Everyone knew that you was the conqueror. Everyone knew that you was the victor. Everyone knew that you were the overcomer. Why? Because the white stone showed you were in victory. Ain't no sad face.
Amen.
Ain't no lips dragging the ground. Ain't no woe is me. We talked to a lady come to our church not too long ago. Wife started telling me about it. She said, hey, have you talked to so-and-so? Yeah, I said, I stayed away from her today. The pastor stayed away from her? Yeah, he did. Here's why. I said, what'd she report this time? Well, it started out, I said, how you doing? I ain't doing a bit of good. Went on to tell her how bad it was. And she said, well, at least you got to be outside. Then I had to cut the grass outside. Well, at least you're able to do that. Yeah, but now I'm in pain. My back's hurt. And it's and I said, now you see why? I shake hands and I just get going. Now, some of them, when you say, how you doing? You're trying to be courteous. And they're thinking, they just sat next to the priest. And they're just going to offer up all their problems so that you can take it on. I'm an overcomer because He told me I'm an overcomer. And here's my favorite response. Hey, Jason, how you doing? Buddy, I can't complain. And you can take that how you want. Number one, can't complain because I ain't got none. Or number two, what's the point?
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Wouldn't listen anyway.
Yeah. They might listen, they can't help you. Come on, when we talk about where our help comes from?
Right.
Listen, that white stone let you know as a reminder to all around. As soon as you showed it, you are a victor.
Amen.
And everybody ain't around all the time, are they?
Amen.
Sometimes it's just you. Sometimes it's you all by yourself.
That's right.
In the still of the night when it's dark, when it's your head against the pillow and it's trouble and the war is on. Something's happened. You're separated a little bit. Maybe some enmity between you and God has come in, and the devil's right in your ear letting you know you're a loser. You're a loser. You ain't got nothing. You ain't got salvation. You ain't got a God in heaven that cares about you because you know you've done Him wrong. I want you to reach into your pocket at that time and pull out your stone and look at it. Because the best part about that stone is right on the stone. It told you of what battle it was that you won.
Amen.
So what happens if you go into the games again? Those that are brave. And you win again. Ain't you going to get another stone? Hey, listen. If He's already told us, ye. That's the translation of y'all.
Amen.
Are of God.
Amen.
And have overcome them. Now, if He'd have said him, I'd have said one white stone, Paul. But he said them.
Amen.
So when He said them, I got to believe there's more than one battle, more than one fight I want to go through. And I got to believe I'm just going to sit there and keep collecting white stone after white stone after white stone till a point that I've got a trophy case set up before me. And I can go back through it. And I can look at it. And even though nobody else is around, to see I've won, that's for me. So I'll know.
Yeah.
I remember this one here, devil.
Yeah.
I remember that day. I got the news about my grandma. And I had to cancel all that revival. I felt so defeated. But I remember the next night when I showed up.
Come on,
and God showed up in power. Put people back into the church I ain't seen in years.
Amen.
Some of you got your white stones in your pocket tonight, knowing the battle you went through. You can set the date to it. You know the time. You know the place. You know exactly what the foe was. But praise God, you can report. It's jotted down on the white stone.
Right.
Victor.
Amen.
You've overcome.
Amen.
Praise God forevermore.
Yes.
Last one I'm going to preach on here. I get through these five after all. I got about nine of them, but whew, I ain't enterprise anymore. I'm free will. I can't preach now. I used to preach like Enterprise Baptist, didn't I? I'd go an hour strong. Now I'm getting older. The last one I want to talk about is the best one, maybe. Because regardless of whether or not you live long enough to ask for any provision or purchase or payoffs at all, you want to be present and you want your permission slip. Because the way the white stone was also used was, it was given as a token of an invitation to go to the royal banquet. And they would give you a half a stone with your name on it. And when you got to the banquet, this is great. When you got to the banquet, it wasn't a general admission, Jason. There was a seat with the other half of that stone with your name on it. So that when you got there, it wasn't just to come on in, find a place to sit. It's a come on in, we've been waiting on you. It ain't a general invitation that if you can make it, praise God, you don't even have to RSVP. They already know you're coming, and they've got your place to sit, waiting on you. Praise God forevermore. I've got a home in heaven, and it ain't a cliche, and it ain't a hope. Hey, it ain't a hope. Somebody tried to talk about a hope in heaven, and I make comments all the time. My hope is in heaven. Yes, it is. My reality is in heaven.
Amen.
That's where my home is. I'll tell you what, when I gave my heart to the Lord, my hope became a home.
Amen. Come on, brother.
And I've got a seat waiting at the final banquet at the table, waiting for me where
Amen.
We'll die.
Amen.
Hey, listen, I don't know how many courses it's going to be because I don't know where it is. I've read the back of the book. Now listen, I don't know where the celebration stops. Praise God forevermore. I sat there and told my mom all today, she's talking about when she gets to go home. The day is like 1,000 years. And I said, Mamaw, you can't waste a day in heaven. She says, I know you can't. I know you can't. I said, time stands still in heaven. She says, I know it. I said, Papaw's waiting for you there. When you get there, you just wait on me. I'll be there in a little bit.
Yeah.
You know why it's a little bit? Because time don't mean nothing up there. Listen, you ever spend such good time at the dinner table and having fellowship? Little, I know you are. Forget whatever's in front of you. You're Baptist. You've had good times at having fellowship, eating and hanging out at the dinner table. And if you ain't careful, you'll lose track of time, won't you?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we've got a place set waiting for us. Listen. He ain't waiting on us. They may be dying right now, so that when I get there, they look up from the tank and come on in. Here's your place. That'd be all right with me. Nobody has to wait on me. They ain't waiting on me anyways. Mamaw's going to go on. If time permits, Mamaw's going to go on before me. If the Lord tarries, His coming. If He don't, we'll go up together. Either way, I've read it. There's going to be a meeting in the air before we go into heaven anyways. Praise God. The white stone of permission. I wanted to preach to overcomers tonight. Listen, I thought this is just for me. I did. I thought this is just for me. I was coming back home and I had hot ones too. Real hot ones. It's a good thing you're going to have me back for revival because I got a couple of hot ones for you. I thought, boy, we're going to burn it up tonight. And it kept ringing in my ear. You're an overcomer. You need this tonight. I texted Paul. I said, you ever preach on the white stone? He said, no, just covered it in Sunday school. This is where it all started with Sunday school. This is where it all started, Sunday school. You want me to plug that again for you? That's where it all started with Sunday school.
Amen.
If you ain't going to Sunday school, go to Sunday school.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Amen's right. Come back to Rosedale with me and holler that out for me.
Amen.
Yeah. The attendance ought not double from Sunday school to Sunday morning service. Amen.
Amen.
Or triple.
Amen.
Amen. This is where it all started. And I kept ringing in my ears. The Lord kept telling me, buddy, you need this. You need this. You need this. And then the more the service went on, I said, we need this. We need this.
Amen.
We need this. Boy, it's one thing to sit there and constantly get something thrown at you, letting you know how wrong you are and how sorry you are.
Yeah.
But hey, listen, you look at the same person every day in the mirror, just like I look at the same person.
Yeah.
I don't have to be reminded. I see who I am. I know who I am. I know what I've done. I know I'm as sorry as I can be. I know that the best that this will produce is just the same as filthy rags of a leper. That's what the Bible says.
Right.
But hey, ain't you glad? God, man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart.
Amen.
And when He sees your heart, He sees you are an overcomer. And I'm going to tell you right now, to the overcomers, they'll get the hidden manna. We may never know what that is, probably won't ever know what that is until we get to heaven. But I'm glad there's some study, and the history shows what the white stone meant. I don't know where it found you. I don't know where it found you. I'll tell you what, every one of them found. I've been given a white stone. I've been blessed to live long enough. I told the sinner, I said, hey, you ain't excluded from this. You know why? Because it starts with the first one. If you never take and get the white stone apart of your sins, you'll never know about the purchase. You'll never be able to use it in provision. You'll never look at it as a payoff ever. And you surely ain't never going to have it as a permission to go into the royal banquet. Come on up here, Pastor. God bless you all.
Amen.